local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And welcome to a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative, we are local, we are dependable. Joe and Austin here with you. Joe just now putting on his headset. Joe, what's up, my man?
Austin, happy Friday. How
right,
are you?
Right back at you. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. You know, look, it was a...
voice sounding even better than
it
before.
Is. Yes, yes. We're improving day by day here. Looking forward to the weekend. Probably be the first lawn mowing at the new house for me. So that's something to look forward to. But yeah, it's a Friday abbreviated week for us. So yeah, good stuff. What about you? Anything exciting going on in your world?
Not really. I was. Just now, I mean, I'm getting increasingly hyped for college football. Earlier this week, you and I were talking about top five rankings and all that, and of course, we were talking about the video game that's coming out in under 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I'm just really looking ahead to that is what I've been doing.
You know,
I do that in January. But
are you a big preseason football magazine guy like the Lindy's or Athlon or Phil Steele?
It's funny. I had to make a Walmart run today, like. The magazine aisle's right there. Let me just take a look. And there were both Lindy's and Athlon, and I took a look through both of them just
okay.
real quick.
Because my wife was going to Walmart today. I texted her a picture of the Lindy's cover.
Right.
Said, hey, if these happen to be there, would you do me a favor and pick one up? So which what's the Lindy's one look like? Is it the
Lindy's one, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that the one? Now I could be getting it mixed up with Athlon because I looked at both, but that's the one with like four teams on it, and it's like Florida
cover. Okay,
yeah, because it lists Lindy's top 10 and it highlights Florida State because of the ones that were on
Walmart,
the cover.
What Walmart was this?
This was the one in Pace.
Okay, cool. So they should be there for my wife to pick up. Then.
Oh,
so
yeah. She hasn't picked it up yet. Yeah, they should
be there.
I will
let her know. Very good. Awesome. Well, that's we did not discuss this at all.
No, we did not.
But yes, we're on the same wavelength. I mean that, man. It's called chemistry. We've got it.
Yes, so, it is.
All right, text line if you want to weigh in on anything that we're discussing today. 850-437-1620. Content a little bit better, and by better I just mean more robust today than yesterday. It's still a holiday weekend.
Yeah, a lot of people are probably taking off.
Yeah, and we do have some more stuff going on around the world today, so we do have our full complement and rundown here this afternoon, starting with today's top three stories. So the president has been on the campaign trail. He's in Wisconsin, and tonight he is taking part in what is being described by some as the most important interview of his life.
But ever since then, there's been a lot of speculation. What's Joe going to do? Is he going to stay in the race? Is he going to drop out? What's he going to do? Well, here's my answer. I am running and going to win again.
So there you go. Right straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
ABC is going to have the sit down. I do not believe it to be a live interview.
I don't think it is.
I'm not sure what we're going to glean with this. What time was the interview recorded before 8 p.m.? was there any distractions, anything like that? I don't know what we're going to get from it. But again, that's ABC. Interviewing Biden, and that'll air at 7 o'clock this evening. Tropical storm Beryl now thrashing Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as it moves closer to southern Texas.
This storm began Monday. It has devastated several islands in the Caribbean. This is a determined storm.
The confirmed wind speeds right now, 70 miles an hour. Damaging waves and dangerous storm surge. It's killed nearly a dozen people so far. And what we discussed earlier this week was that Once it passes over the Yucatan Peninsula, it is expected to regain hurricane strength before making landfall, although I believe it's supposed to make landfall as a tropical storm. But still, this thing has been, it feels like Beryl has been around for like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. No, we've been hearing a lot about her. Yeah.
Is it her or he?
I mean, Beryl, I don't know.
Gender-neutral name?
It sounds like, it was spelled like Cheryl.
Yes.
That's why I think my mind just went to, but it also sounds like Daryl. So,
or Barry.
Yeah. So we've got quite a predicament here. Yeah. Maybe we can get some texters thinking about that as well.
I don't know.
The pressing issues.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, in Northern California, some containment is being made in the Thompson Fire, a Cal Fire reporting last night. The fire still burns over 3,500 acres, containment near 10%. California Governor Gavin Newsom declaring a state of emergency on Wednesday. At least 8 firefighters injured and at least 4 structures have been destroyed. Much more coming with our local headline, state, national news. We'll get to all of that right after traffic and weather and today's history of the Blue Angels.
Thank you very much, sir. Alrighty. Our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. Obviously, there's not a ton going on because, as we said, there's still some holiday traffic. But we do have some backups on Sorrento Road if you're traveling southbound passing Gulf Beach Highway. And we've got a lot of backups if you are coming over the bridge trying to get on to Pensacola Beach. That should be no surprise either, speaking of the holiday. As for the weather, we do have, it's about 90 degrees in Pensacola currently. It's sunny where we are. We do have a heat advisory, of course, that because we've got temperatures feeling just about 100. And as we get into tonight, we're going to have a low of about 79, 80-ish, but also a pretty moderate chance of thunderstorms, about 60%. So that's your traffic and weather together. And today's History of the Blue Angels is brought to you by the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation.
In 1976, the Blue Angels were kept busy taking part in air shows across the country. America was in the midst of the year-long bicentennial celebration, and the Blue Angels were in great demand. June 15th of 76 was also the 30th anniversary of the very first performance of the Blue Angels. During the 76 season, the squadron flew 80 shows, including a huge 4th of July performance at NAS Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. The season ended on October 21st with their homecoming show on board NAS Pensacola. The following season began tragically with the loss of a plane and pilot during winter training at El Centro. Lieutenant Niall Kraft was flying in the number 6 jet when his plane went down. Because there wasn't enough time before the start of the season to select and train a new pilot, Lieutenant Vance Parker, who had flown in 74 and 75, returned to the Blue Angels for the remainder of the year. The Blue Angels passed a special milestone on October 8, 1977 in Atlanta when they flew their 2,000th public demonstration. During the 1980 season, the Blue Angels performed their breathtaking air shows in 48 U.S. cities plus Canada and Puerto Rico. It was after an April show in Puerto Rico that they added life-saving to their list of accomplishments. While en route to their home base in Pensacola, Fat Albert, the C-130 transport plane, heard a Mayday distress call come over the radio. A 10-seater civilian plane was far from shore and desperately low on fuel. Worse, they were lost and couldn't find any land on which to put down the plane. Though in contact with the Miami control tower, they were unable to get a radar position to guide them to safety. If they weren't found quickly, they would certainly crash at sea. So Fat Albert veered off course to search for the lost plane. Once the small craft was sighted, Fat Albert flew in close to escort her to a small island with an airstrip. The lost plane touched down with less than 3 minutes of fuel remaining in her tanks. Fat Albert, having saved the lives of all on board, flew home. I'll be back with more after this.
You're cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach Speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Escape to the giant screen theater and cap off your day at the flight deck store. Whether it's a day to dream, be inspired, or remember history, experience the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit navalaviationmuseum.org to plan your visit today.
One of Pensacola's native sons flies with the Blue Angels. Then tragedy strikes. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the ongoing challenges surrounding the Biden presidential reelection campaign. Also talked about the Medal of Honor that was given out this week posthumously for a daring Civil War era raid on Southern locomotives and rail track demolition. Continued our series of Meet Your Tenant Command, speaking with the commanding officer of the Naval Hospital Pensacola, something that maybe people didn't understand what it was, what they do, or that it's been around for so long. You can listen to all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
A gong gong gong's been gone so long, she's been gong gong gone so long. A gong gong gong's been gone so long, a gong 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 gone so long. A gong gong gong's been gone so long, where the river
goes in my girl. Austin, everybody knows that we are informative, local, and dependable.
Of course.
I'd also like to think that we are at times educational.
Yeah.
Thanks to us, but to our listeners who are always answer the bell.
That is true.
We were talking about Beryl and whether,
yeah.
First of all, Hurricane Beryl has been around now for like a month. It's been a month where
has lingered.
It has been in our lexicon now for a month, and it's just like the longest hurricane ever. But looks like it's going to be winding down here early next week in North Mexico, southern Texas there. But texter letting us know that Beryl is a female name.
I did not know this,
but they alternate male female.
I didn't know that either.
Hurricane season names.
No.
So,
we
had Alberto. We have Beryl. Then we'll have Chris, Debbie, Ernesto, Francine, Gordon, Helena, Isaac, Joyce, and so forth and so on. So I was not aware until Texter let us know that they alternate male-female.
Yeah,
each time.
I knew they went alphabetical. If I ever knew that they switched gender each time or sex, whatever.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, that is pretty cool. And it is. It's good to know that even when we are not informative, local, or dependable,
our listeners are.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's
so
very
appreciate
wholesome.
That. 850-437-1620. Local, state, national news. We'll get to as much as we can here right after traffic and weather.
Thank you very much, sir. Alrighty. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by National Hot Tub Expo. Spectacular savings at the 4th of July Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds Thursday through Sunday. So we got a few more days of this. FloridaHotTubExpo.com. You can go there for more information. Let's see. Looking at our traffic and weather here, first of all, the roads, not too much going on. We do have some minor backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. And then if you are traveling either north or southbound on Sorrento Road towards the intersection with Gulf Beach Highway, we've got some minor backups there still. The worst looking spot right now, though, is going to be if you are coming over the bridge trying to get onto Pensacola Beach. That is very heavily backed up at this time. Outside of those few spots, there's not a ton going on, though.
Hot, humid weather continues right on into the weekend, but we do have a pretty good chance showers and thunderstorms are going to be popping up both on Saturday and Sunday. That rain chance is about 70%. High temps will be in the upper 80s to low 90s, but it'll feel hotter with the humidity. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. A few local headlines here of note. Scambia County deputies say a drug deal gone bad led to the death of a man earlier this week. It happened Monday on Swallowtail Lane. 26-year-old DeAndre English was fatally shot while trying to rob the drug dealer. Two accomplices, 24-year-old Demetrius Caesar and 22-year-old Malaya Gordon, have been charged with murder. The drug dealer, 20-year-old Isaac Mitchell, is not being charged in connection to the shooting. However, drug-related charges are pending. Sheriff Simmons talked to Channel 3 explaining that, hey, the two accomplices, because they were in the act of committing a felony when a killing took place, albeit this one in self-defense, they are under Florida statute allowed to be charged with murder. So that's the explanation there. A 17-year-old who was reported missing in Baldwin County found dead. The sheriff's office says the boy's body was found in Palmetto Creek in the Perdido Beach area where he was last seen swimming. The sheriff's office says the investigation is ongoing. Tomorrow afternoon, Congressman Gates will be in the area for a campaign rally. That'll be at Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors starting at 2:30. Doors open at 2. He'll be joined by Kyle Rittenhouse. The event is dubbed a Make America Free Again rally. It is free and open to the public. Around Florida, transportation officials are trying to prevent additional travel woes by suspending all active construction projects over the holiday weekend around Florida. Agency posting on X to remind drivers that its road rangers continue to provide no-cost roadway assistance. Crews are able to help with a variety of tasks, including changing a flat tire to providing emergency fuel. People can dial *347 for help.
And the state of Florida is working on the criteria for its new swimming lesson voucher program. The initiative will provide free lessons to those in need. The State Department of Health says it is working to develop rules for eligibility. As of right now, the requirements to join are to be a child younger than 4 years old with families who make 200% of the federal poverty level or less. The program, which has $500,000 in state funding, was supposed to begin this past Monday.
Also, two men facing charges in connection to a quadruple shooting at a strip club near Tampa. Police say a fight broke out between the suspects and a security guard at the Pink Pussycat Lounge before it escalated in the parking lot. The suspects are accused of driving a car to the entrance of the club and opening fire. The security guard is in critical condition, while three other men who were hurt are expected to make full recoveries.
And a Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputy is hospitalized with serious injuries after a driver rammed him during a traffic stop. It happened just after midnight in the Tampa area when police say Deputy Kalen Hall tried to pull over a black BMW, but the driver sped off. When Hall got out of his patrol car after a second stop, the driver rammed him before driving off again. Police say the suspect's vehicle was found abandoned and detectives have identified the owner, but at last word, Hall was in stable condition, awaiting surgery on a broken leg.
Recapping the day's top three stories today, President Biden on the campaign trail, making it very clear where he stands that he is not dropping out of the race. Of course, a big interview on ABC tonight, airing at 7 o'clock this evening. Tropical Storm Beryl still packing 70-mile-per-hour winds, thrashing the Yucatan Peninsula. Then it will get back into the southwestern Gulf, expected to regain hurricane strength at least temporarily before making landfall near the south coast of Texas there. excuse me. Also, containment made in the battle against the Thompson Fire in Northern California. 3,500 acres still burned with containment near 10%. Eight firefighters have been injured. Thankfully, no deaths. Four structures also have been destroyed as well. Coming up here in our national headlines, a couple of deadly mass shootings around the country. We'll have details on that, as well as another terrible situation involving a rash of shark attacks in Texas. Details on that as well coming up here. First hour underway on a Friday, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Tom Graham. President Biden campaigning in the swing state of Wisconsin today. He's rejecting some calls to step down after last week's debate performance. The 81-year-old also addressed his advancing years.
I keep seeing all those stories about I'm being too old. Let me say something. I was too old. I wasn't too old to create over 15 million new jobs.
Speaking to a crowd in Madison this afternoon, West Coast cities baking amid an unrelenting heat wave.
Over 150 million are under excessive heat watches or advisories. Most in western states, with Arizona, Nevada, Washington, Oregon, and California seeing triple-digit temperatures. According to the National Weather Service, Portland, Oregon is expected to see highs at or above 100 degrees through Tuesday, and California's Death Valley could reach 130 degrees.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin there. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Microsoft is agreeing to pay more than $14 million to settle allegations that the global software giant retaliated and discriminated against employees who took protected leave, including parental and disability. For example, the lower bonuses and unfavorable performance reviews harmed employee eligibility for merit pay increases and promotions. Tesla's better-than-expected deliveries report this week has been bad news for traders betting on a drop in the EV maker's stock. With the shares rallying 17% in the two trading days since the second quarter report, short sellers have lost an estimated $3.5 billion on a market-to-market basis. U.S. stocks finished today's session higher. The Dow Jones Industrial jumped 67, the S&P 500 gained 30, and the NASDAQ Composite set a record for the fourth day in a row, up 164 points. That's Your Money Now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Linnell Willingham with a Sports Minute sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. July 4th weekend usually brings super warm temperatures, good food, and overall a good time. It's been the exact opposite for the Atlanta Hawks in their pursuit of a trade partner for Trae Young, with multiple sources describing the All-Star Guard's trade market as quote-unquote chilly. Safe to say, they're slamming the reset button in the Peach State. I'm Linnell Willingham.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Feed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Celebrate July 4th with the hottest deals at Lowe's. Right now, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for $10. And buy two, get one free on select paint and exterior stain via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Annuals offer in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Paint, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details while supplies last.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. So we still have some backups if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 98. Did have some issues on Sorrento Road near the intersection with Gulf Beach Highway, but just about all those issues have seemingly cleared out. And then the biggest spot has been Pensacola Beach. If you're trying to come over the bridge and get onto the beach, we still have some pretty heavy backups there. Outside of those spots, there's not a ton going on here early.
Hot, humid weather continues right on into the weekend, but we do have a pretty good chance showers and thunderstorms are going to be popping up both on Saturday and Sunday. That rain chance is about 70%. High temps will be in the upper 80s to low 90s, but it'll feel hotter with the humidity. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Taking a look at our national news today. We talked about the shark attacks. I don't know if you saw any of this, Austin. There were four separate attacks reported at South Padre Island in Texas within a couple of hours of each other yesterday. And one person taken to a hospital for a serious bite. So yesterday I was just scrolling on Twitter,
right.
X. And I, with no warning, I came across photos of the injury for this one particular.
Scale of 1 to 10, how was it?
The victim's entire calf was gone.
Mm. Okay.
Like, just gone.
Pretty close to 10, got it.
Yeah, that was not cool at all. Of course, down in Walton County, a few weeks ago, we had the separate shark attacks there. It's really got experts kind of befuddled there. There was some theories about whether the hurricane has been kind of pushing sharks towards the coast and maybe disrupting their flow, and maybe they're just a bit more antsier. But yeah, just a terrible, terrible thing there. Four attacks in 2 hours and around the same spot.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that, but kind of branching off of what you had said there, I did hear, we've had more and more shark attacks happening recently, so I guess just be careful out there, y'all. An heiress of Disney says that she'll stop donating to Democrats unless President Biden is replaced on the presidential ticket. Abigail Disney told CNBC that she intends to stop any contributions to the party until Biden drops out, but said that she means no disrespect. Disney said that Biden is a good man and served the country admirably, but the stakes for this election are just too high. She said if Biden doesn't remove himself, the Democrats will lose and the consequences will be dire.
Well, what makes the world go around?
Money.
Money. So, look, it's easy to say right now.
And this is Disney money.
It's easy to say right now, and who knows? But Biden said, yep, I'm staying and I'm not going anywhere. But if the donors dry up, there's going to be problems. So we'll see. We'll see.
I guess.
In Philadelphia, one person dead and eight hurt after a drive-by shooting yesterday.
I was just hoping it would still be safe and everybody just do their fireworks and get home safely, but wake up into this. And it said how you can't even park your car on the street near your house.
There was a pop-up party. Police say gunmen fired out of the passenger side of a moving SUV. The gunshot victims, all teens, are in their early 20s. No arrests have been made.
And several people have been treated for injuries after fireworks misfired into a crowd in Utah yesterday. It happened during the Stadium of Fire event at BYU's Lavelle Edwards Stadium in Provo, which was put on hold while first responders worked the scene and treated victims. Multiple people were taken to the hospital, though there's no word on the severity of their injuries. What caused the accident remains unclear, and event organizers say the fireworks were checked and rechecked before the show.
I also saw a video of that. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they say be careful. I mean, because they're unpredictable, clearly, at least in some hands.
Yeah. Three people dead, at least six others were injured after a pickup truck drove into a crowd in New York City.
There were people who were there at the scene who grabbed the driver, removed the driver, and made sure the driver didn't leave until first responders made it to the scene.
Police say the truck sped through an intersection, drove up onto the sidewalk and into a park on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Two women and one man died at the scene, and at least four of the surviving victims have critical injuries. 4:42 now at News Radio Pensacola. Look at what's happening around the sports landscape this afternoon and tonight. Austin, what are you seeing out there?
Well, we don't have a ton going on, but we do have some local representation in the MLB and also some WNBA news here. So, for starters, we've got Marlins versus White Sox at 6:10. That's going to be soon followed by Braves versus Phillies at 6:20. You can actually catch the Braves and Phillies game on Apple TV+. I could be wrong, but are the Phillies currently top seed in the NL, the National League?
Maybe.
If they're not, they're close.
I would be surprised if it wasn't the Dodgers, but I don't know.
And I know the Dodgers are up there, too. I will say Braves and Phillies, quite a rivalry, especially in the postseason, so you might want to look out for that one if you have Apple TV+.
Yes, the Phillies have the best record in the National League.
Oh, all right, cool. And then it's Rays at Rangers at 7:05, so just another one to keep an eye out for there. In women's basketball, we've got a WNBA doubleheader on ION. It's going to be the Atlanta Dream at Dallas Wings at 6:30, followed by the Las Vegas Aces at the LA Sparks at 9. And keeping with the WNBA theme, Minnesota Lynx forward Nafisa Collier. She suffered a left foot injury in last night's 78-73 loss to the Connecticut Sun. Collier was the MVP in this season's Commissioner Cup Final and was set to play on the 5-on-5 Olympic team for the United States. She is yet another big name in women's basketball that has suffered an injury leading up to the Olympics. I know we had something happen with Cameron Brink, of course, and there was another talent, too. I can't remember her name. It's slipping my mind currently, but she's like the third player, I think, Nafisa Collier, that I can think of that has gotten hurt and has the Olympics on the horizon. So quite an unfortunate circumstance there. And then it's a big day at Euro 2024. In today's quarterfinal games, Spain beat Germany 2-1 in a thriller. Germany scored the tying goal with a couple of minutes left in regulation. And then Spain scored an extra time just minutes before the game would have gone to penalty kicks. In the second game, France knocked off Portugal 5-3 on penalties. Joe, I'm not a big soccer guy. I know you are. Anything here tickling your fancy? Anything upsetting you?
Well, very high drama. in both games. So the Portugal-France game just ended seconds ago.
I can tell because your cursor's right next to where the script was written. I'm like, he must have put that in recently.
Yeah. So it was scoreless during regulation in the extra time, and then France made all five of their penalties. Portugal missing two. The earlier game, I cared about more. My favorite club team is a German team,
Bayern Munich.
And so I naturally have a rooting interest in the German national team. So they played Spain. Both games, really, a pair of heavyweights in world soccer. So, very drama-filled games, as all these games are, in the knockout stages. So two more games tomorrow in Euro. So good stuff there.
All right, very nice. And Wimbledon, of course, is going on as well. On the men's side, 3-seed Carlos Alcaraz defeated 29-seed American Francis Tiafoe in 5 sets. Also, American 12-seed Tommy Paul won in straight sets today. And the rest of 14-seed American Ben Shelton's match has been delayed until tomorrow due to rainy conditions. Meanwhile, on the women's side, we had, of course, the 2-seed Coco Gauff representing the U.S. well. She won in straight sets, same as fellow American Madison Keys, as they both head on to the fourth round.
All right.
All right.
4:45, Health, Business, and Science, right after traffic and weather.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking here, Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Still got some backups there. Don't know what's causing that. And we also have some backups still. I can take a good guess at what's causing this. If you are trying to come over the bridge and get onto Pensacola Beach, we got some of that July 4th weekend traffic causing you some backups over there. We have some minor issues on Navarre Beach if you're trying to get on or off of the beach over there, but it's nothing too severe. Outside of those few spots, though, there doesn't appear to be much going on.
The weekend weather forecast does call for a pretty high rain chance at about 70%. It's not all day rain, but showers and thunderstorms will be popping up around the area both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures will still be up there in the upper 80s to low 90s, and with the humidity, of course, it will feel hotter. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, the June jobs report looks slightly better than expected. The Labor Department's report out shows the economy added 206,000 new jobs last month. That's better than the roughly 200,000 projected, but down from the prior month. That number initially came in at 272,000, but was significantly revised to 218,000 for May.
And late-term aborted fetuses are reportedly no longer being considered human remains in New York City. The New York Post reports that the city's Department of Health is allowing medical facilities to dispose of the fetuses at or after 24 weeks instead of being sent to funeral homes. The department says disposition as human remains is still an option by request by those who want a burial or cremation.
The Kansas Supreme Court is reaffirming that abortion rights are protected by the Constitution. Here's Lisa Taylor.
This comes after the state's court struck down two laws restricting abortion on Friday. One law that was in question banned the most common form of a second trimester abortion, except for when it was needed to save the mother's life. In 2019, the court found the state's Constitution protects personal autonomy, including the decision to continue a pregnancy or not. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And Wall Street closing higher to cap the holiday shortened trading week. The slightly better than expected numbers helped raise expectations of a Federal Reserve rate cut in September. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 67 points to 39,375. The S&P 500 added 30 points to 55,67. And the NASDAQ climbed 164 points to 18,352.
All right. Also here in some pop culture lighter notes, Apple's Formula One racing film starring Brad Pitt now has a title. The film will be very original, called F1. Apple announced a teaser will be released at the British Grand Prix this weekend. Top Gun Maverick director Joseph Kosinski is directing the film. It'll hit theaters June 25th next year. I'm excited for that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's cool. And Willie Nelson is on the road again. Very, very canonically accurate, considering that Steve made a joke about him not being on the road again when he was ill. Fans were worried about the 91-year-old country legend after he had to skip several dates in his Outlaw music tour because of an unspecified illness. On Thursday, the fans were happy to see him back on the stage again at the Camden, New Jersey 4th of July picnic and sounding in good form.
I'm guessing Willie Nelson wrote On the Road Again?
Yeah, the On the Road Again.
You have a very nice singing voice, sir.
Thank you very much.
A South Georgia town is making history by electing the country's youngest mayor.
Brooke Huckabee, a 21-year-old Araby woman, has made history as the youngest mayor in Georgia and the youngest female mayor in the United States. Despite her age, Huckabee is also a student and employee of the Georgia Department of Agriculture. Inspired by the lack of interest in politics among her peers, Huckabee tells WALB she decided to run for office to make a difference. With her father, the former mayor of the town, as her mentor, Huckabee is navigating the challenges of leading a town while balancing school and work responsibilities. Despite initial skepticism, Huckabee's fresh perspective and energy have been welcomed by the community. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
21. What were you doing at 21, Austin?
Man, whatever I do on the weekends, which is nothing. Actually, I think at 21 years of age, I was already out of my last relationship. So yeah, no, nothing.
Nothing.
I was just completely.
You were drowning in a pool of your tears, eating ice cream.
No, luckily I moved on quick.
All right.
And I haven't had much ice cream in a while. That's okay. A good idea. Anyway, lastly here, right before we take another quick break, Gru and his minions are taking over the 4th of July holiday weekend. Despicable Me 4 brought in $28 million on Wednesday in its first day in theaters. The film is projected to make $120 million over the five-day holiday period, and globally it's expected to get near $200 million by Sunday. 450 here, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, wacky stories and good news to round out hour one. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket and lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, It's Still Standing, a tribute to Elton John. Close your eyes and you'll swear you're listening to Elton in person as the amazing Ben Frey looks, sounds, and performs his incredible music catalog. It's Bands on the Beach, this Tuesday night at 7.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Our last one for this hour. Let's see. Not a ton going on, of course. We do have still some minor backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98, but it looks like those are breaking up nicely. And then we still have some backups if you're trying to get on to Pensacola Beach, and maybe some similar issues if you're trying to head to the bridge to get off of Navarre Beach. Outside of those couple of areas, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on.
All right, and as far as the weekend forecast goes?
The weekend weather forecast does call for a pretty high rain chance at about 70%. It's not all-day rain, but showers and thunderstorms will be popping up around the area both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures will still be up there in the upper 80s to low 90s, and with the humidity, of course, it will feel hotter. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Looking here, recapping our top stories of the day. If you're just joining us, President Biden out on the campaign trail in Wisconsin, making it very clear where he stands, that he has no plans of leaving the race, and he is going to be giving what some are calling the most important interview of his life. And we'll see. ABC News has the sit down with Biden tonight, airing at 7 o'clock. Tropical Storm Beryl, taking aim at the Yucatan Peninsula now before getting back out into the southwestern Gulf and taking aim at Texas early next week. Still packing winds of 70 miles per hour right now. It's killed nearly a dozen people so far. And fire crews in Northern California continue battling the Thompson Fire, still burning at over 3,500 acres. Containment near 10%. Eight firefighters have been injured so far, four structures destroyed as well. State of emergency was announced on Wednesday. Not much here by way of wacky stories and good news, but some good stuff here. Austin, this one's right up your alley.
I mean, it really is. I just took a quick peek at it before we got to the wacky weird segment, and yeah, I mean, I'm all for this.
So we've heard, and there are different ways that, you know, for people that have passed on, there are certain things that family members may choose to do to honor their loved ones, or just different things. For example, like you can send loved ones ashes into space, right?
Right.
You can do that. An idea, though, from the University of Nebraska, a Regent is proposing an idea for a lifelong Cornhusker fan to carry their support into the afterlife. Memorial Stadium, one of the iconic venues in college football, it's going to be going under renovation in the next few years. Regent Barbara Weitz is suggesting that they build a columbarium under the football field where departed fans can have their ashes inurned. The idea might be quite literally dead on arrival, though. Her fellow Regents laughed at the proposal. Weitz acknowledged she made her pitch lightheartedly, but didn't think any proposal should be dismissed outright, as the university is facing a $58 million budget shortfall. I'm not sure that ashes would make up all of that.
No, probably not.
The price for niches, though, where cremation urns are stored, could vary depending on the location. Perhaps you want the loved one, Husker fan's ashes to be buried at the 50-yard line or one of the end zones. Well, they could be sold at a premium there. With the revenue, she said, would be going towards academics, not athletics. Austin, would you like your ashes to be buried underneath the whatever stadium that Wake Forest plays at?
Are you talking about the Legacy Federal Credit Union Stadium? Yes.
Yeah.
I would.
What else?
I would love to.
A bastion of college football glory.
No, man, I got to tell you, if any college football fan base is going to get behind this sort of idea, it's going to be Nebraska. They've got the best fan base in America. It's not even
close. Here's the thing that I would say, because Nebraska loves to bark about their consecutive sellout streak. Are they aware that they would not be able to count the dead people among those?
Well, it seems like they wouldn't need to. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, the whole thing about depending on where you bury them and stuff and how much money it's going to make, obviously that's a bit questionable. But I do think just the idea.
I suppose it's better than spreading the ashes out on the field.
Oh, absolutely.
Gross.
I was thinking maybe like a tomb, like underneath the stadium. Like, and you have like the urns or whatever. That'd be pretty cool.
Well, those crazies at Texas A&M, don't they have like the They have a burial ground for their former mascots.
Really?
Outside of the stadium.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I know Florida State, don't they do that? It's like a cemetery or graveyard
that's
or whatever.
Clemson, I believe.
Well, no, it's FSU that like takes like pieces of turf.
Oh, maybe.
And they like okay. used to plot it. They may still do that. I don't know.
I think you're right.
Yeah, either way. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of humored the Nebraska tradition. I wouldn't have laughed that off. I'd say maybe let's iron out some details. But
all right.
I'm on board. What's her name? Martha?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Barbara. I'm on board, Barbara.
All right. Channel 3 News at 5 coming up on Pensacola right now.